Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and we are still moving through phase three, Aspirational Sovereignty of the Sacred Rebuke series. We built the foundation of devotion. We've constructed the inner house. We fortified it with sovereignty and wholeness. And we've remembered that our greatest asset is our relationship with Source. Now we step into one of the most sacred lessons of creation: how to align vision with presence. Because having a vision is powerful, but chasing it without presence will wear you out. You can see the promise, but never experience the peace. You can be moving towards your destiny, but missing your divinity in the process. We live in a world obsessed with what's next. The next launch, the next level, the next goal, but true power lives in now. Presence is the proof that you trust your vision. The difference between anxiety and alignment is presence. Because presence is faith embodied. It says, I know what's coming and I don't have to force it. Today, we're going to talk about what it means to really live from divine timing. Not trying to make it happen, but allowing it to unfold. We're going to remember that the vision God gave you wasn't a race. It was a rhythm. So take a deep breath, anchor yourself right here and right now, and say it with me, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Let me be honest. For years, I thought the faster I moved, the closer I'd get to my destiny. I treated my vision like a deadline, something I had to prove I could manifest. I kept thinking, if I can just get there, if I can just make this happen, then I'll finally feel at peace. But here's what I learned the hard way. You can't rush divine order. You can't sprint towards something God intends for you to grow into. I had to learn that moving quickly isn't always moving wisely. Because when you're chasing, you're not creating. You're coping. You're using action to fill the space that faith was meant to occupy. I remember the seasons where my vision was clear, but my energy was scattered. I wanted alignment, but I was addicted to acceleration. I was building momentum without meaning. And the faster I moved, the more disconnected I became from the very source that had gave me the vision. Now, let me say this. I've always been good at presence. When I'm working, I'm in it, fully absorbed, fully attentive, fully engaged. That's part of my gift. But there was a time when that same gift became a form of escape. Because work felt safe. It gave me a place where I could control the outcome, a space where my presence was productive instead of painful. Meanwhile, the places that needed my attention, my home, my emotions, my healing, were quietly waiting for me to bring that same focus inward. I wasn't avoiding presence. I was avoiding the parts of me that presence would expose. And that's the sacred rebuke. Sometimes it's not that we can't be present. It's that we've chosen to be present in places that protect us instead of the places that would transform us. See, the vision doesn't need more hustle. It needs more honesty. Because once I started bringing the same level of focus to my inner life that I gave to my outer work, everything shifted. The piece I used to look for incompletion showed up in connection. And I realized that presence isn't just something you do. It's something you allow. For me, presence became the medicine for my ambition. I didn't stop dreaming. I started dwelling. I learned to let my vision breathe instead of suffocating it with control. I realized I was never waiting on timing. Timing was waiting on my stillness. When I became present, opportunity stopped feeling forced. Conversations unfolded with grace. Doors open that hustle could never kick down. And I understood, presence is not the opposite of productivity. It's the portal to it. Because the moment you stop grasping and start grounding, you enter the same flow that created worlds. You stop trying to make it happen and start letting it happen through you. Let's go to the word for a moment. Habakkuk 2, verse 2 through 3 says, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not delay." Now, we love the part about writing the vision. We post it, we declare it, we design boards and set goals. But the second part, "for the vision is yet for an appointed time," that's the one that tests our faith. Because appointed time means divine timing. And divine timing never rushes. It unfolds in alignment with who you are becoming, not how fast you can move. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Stillness doesn't mean stop working. It means stop worrying. It means remembering that divine intelligence is already at work beneath the surface. While you're pacing, it's preparing. While you're doubting, it's designing. While you're trying to control, it's orchestrating what you can't yet see. And Ecclesiastes 3:1 reminds us, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven." That's not poetic. That's spiritual law. It means there is no delay, only development. It means your vision isn't late. It's maturing. It's aligning with your readiness, not your rush. Here's the sacred rebuke. So many people say they're waiting on God, when in truth, God is waiting on their presence, waiting on them to slow down long enough to feel divine timing working through them. Because vision without presence breeds frustration. But when you merge them, when you marry vision with stillness, you stop living from impatience and start living with intimacy. You realize the delay was not denial. It was divine pacing. It was source saying, "I'm not holding this back from you. I'm holding it for you until your frequency matches the promise." That's why the vision tarries, not to punish, but to prepare. Because God doesn't rush perfection, and your purpose is a masterpiece in motion. Metaphysically, alignment is divine order in motion. It's the synchrony between what you believe, what you feel, and what you embody. When those three parts move together, thought, emotion, and vibration, manifestation becomes inevitable. Neville Goddard taught, the feeling of the wish fulfilled is the secret. He didn't say forcing the wish fulfilled. He said feeling it. Because metaphysics, the frequency of your emotion is the evidence of your faith. When you can feel the vision as real now, you already stepped into divine timing. Florence Scovel Shinn called this divine order. She said, divine order is now established in my mind, body, and affairs. It wasn't just an affirmation. It was an alignment decree. Because when you're present, order reveals itself. When you're in patience, you create resistance. Presence is faith expressed in real time. It says, I trust the invisible as much as I trust what I can see. It says, I know that the same power that gave me the vision is the power fulfilling it through me. Presence turns the waiting room into the birthing room. When you try to rush divine order, you distort divine sequence. You may get what you want before you become who you need to be. And anything gained outside of alignment will require struggle to maintain. But when you align vision with presence, you start living in the slipstream of divine intelligence. You don't chase signs. Signs find you. You don't beg for confirmation. Confirmation surrounds you. Synchronicity becomes your new schedule. That's why I always say, presence isn't passivity, it's partnership. It's your active participation with divine flow. It's source saying, now that you are still enough to hear me, let's move together. Neville called that state living in the end, being the embodiment of your fulfilled vision. Florence called it divine timing and right action. And I call it the art of holy patience. Because presence doesn't just make you peaceful. It makes you potent. It multiplies the power of your vision without the burnout. It shifts you from creator in chaos to co-creator in command. Here's the sacred rebuke. Every time you say, it's taking too long, you're arguing with divine intelligence. But when you say, I trust the timing of my becoming, you open the floodgates of manifestation. Presence is not what delays the vision. It's what delivers it. Because your destiny isn't running away from you. It's waiting for you to slow down enough to walk with it. Take a deep breath. Let yourself arrive fully in this moment. You are not behind. You are exactly where divine order placed you to remember this truth. Number one, where in my life have I confused movement with progress? What am I chasing that presence could deliver with ease? How can I begin practicing slower, more intentional action this week? Number two, what emotions rises when I think about divine timing? Is it trust, fear, impatience, or surrender? What does that emotion reveal about my relationship with control? Number three, what would it look like to honor the vision without rushing it? Could I nurture my ideas like seedlings, watering them daily instead of digging them up to check if they're growing? Number four, when was the last time I truly felt present? What was I doing? Who was I being? How can I recreate the state more often in my everyday life? Number five, where am I resisting stillness? What part of me fears slowing down? And what truth is that fear trying to protect? How can I remind myself that stillness is not stagnation, it's strength? Number six, what if divine timing isn't something I wait for, but something I sync with? What daily practice, breath, journaling, silence, gratitude helps me align with that rhythm. Number 7, if I were fully aligned with presence right now, how would I treat my vision? Would I still rush? Would I still doubt? Or would I rest in the knowing that what's meant for me is already on its way? Here's the truth. Vision is sacred, but so is timing. And when you finally learn to trust both, your life becomes effortless grace. Because presence doesn't cancel vision, it completes it. Presence is what gives your purpose a pulse. It's what transforms the plan into partnership, the goal into guidance, the dream into divine choreography. When you live in presence, you stop forcing what's already forming. You stop running after what's already yours. You start realizing that divine order was never late. You were just early in your awareness. Presence is not passive. It's prophetic. It sees what's coming and still rests. It knows that what's promised is protected. It understands that waiting isn't weakness, it's wisdom and rhythm. I used to think peace was what happened after I arrived. Now I know peace is the path itself. It's the sound of me walking in step with Source. It's the quiet assurance that I don't have to chase what's already connected to my name. Because I don't need to manifest by force anymore. I magnetize by faith. I don't push, I participate. I don't hustle, I harmonize. And that's what it means to align vision with presence. It's to see your future clearly and still be fully in love with now. To trust the flow enough to stay here, knowing here is holy. So say it with me, out loud or in your heart. I align my vision with divine presence. My timing is perfect because I'm synced with Source. I don't chase, I attract through alignment, and I know who I play for. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich. In peace, in timing, and in divine presence that turns vision into reality. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it again. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.